Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 3, 1804, day 174 of the expedition. Building Fort Mandan. Two significant endeavors of the expedition are begun today, building and hunting. Captain Clark chronicles how duties are divided.
A fine morning, wind hard from the west, we commence building our cabins. Send down in a pirogue 6 men to hunt. Engaged one man, a French-Canadian, who had been with the Cheyenne Indians in the Black Hills. Set the 9 French who intend to return to build a pirogue. Mr. Jassomme, with his squaw and children, come down to live as an interpreter. In the evening, the Kagohami, or Little Raven, came and brought us on his squaw, carried on her back, 60 weight of dried buffalo meat, a robe, and a pot of meal. They delayed all night. We gave his squaw an axe and a few small articles, and himself a piece of tobacco. The men were indulged with a dram this evening. Captain William Clark, November 3, 1804.
The design of the fort is set out in Gary Moulton's footnotes. Sergeant Gass, who was a carpenter by trade, took a major part in the building process. He described the stockade as roughly triangular with two converging rows of huts and some sort of bastion in the angle opposite the gate. The outer walls were 18 feet high. No other measurements are known. Also, as Captain Clark mentioned, some of the French boatmen who helped row the party to the Mandan villages determined to go back to St. Louis at that time. Others wished to spend the winter and return in the spring, and still others wanted to stay with the Indians to trap and trade. This last group apparently received their pay in cash at that juncture, but there is no record of their being paid. Tomorrow, meeting Toussaint Charbonneau.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis is read by Russ Palmer. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.